Daddy's Little Girl by Mary Higgins Clark. Read by Jan Maxwell. Disc 1.
Part 1. When Ellie awoke that morning, it was with the sense that something terrible had happened. Instinctively, she reached for Bones, the soft and cuddly stuffed dog who had shared her pillow ever since she could remember. When she'd had her 7th birthday last month, Andrea, her 15-year-old sister, had teased her that it was time to toss Bones in the attic. Then Ellie remembered what was wrong. Andrea hadn't come home last night. After dinner, she had gone to her best friend Joan's house to study for a math test. She had promised to be home by 9 o'clock. At 9:15, Mommy went to Joan's house to walk Andrea home, but they said Andrea had left at 8 o'clock. Mommy had come back home worried and almost crying, just as Daddy got in from work. Daddy was a lieutenant in the New York State Police. Right away, he and Mommy had started calling all of Andrea's friends, but no one had seen her. Then Daddy said he was going to drive around to the bowling alley and to the ice cream parlor, just in case Andrea had gone there. "If she lied about doing homework until 9 o'clock, she won't set foot out of this house for 6 months," he'd said angrily, and then he'd turned to Mommy. "If I said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. I don't want her to go out after dark alone." Despite his raised voice, Ellie could tell that Daddy was more worried than angry. "For heaven's sake, Ted, she went out at 7 o'clock. She got to Jones. She was planning to be home by 9, and I even walked over there to meet her." "Then where is she?" They made Ellie go to bed, and eventually she fell asleep, waking only now. Maybe Andrea was home by now, she thought hopefully. She slipped out of bed, rushed across the room.